Histology of the nervous system. Another name for a nerve cell is a neuron. Another name for a nerve cell is a neuron. The portion of a nerve cell which contains the nucleus and most of the metabolic machinery is called the cell body. The portion of a nerve cell which contains the nucleus and most of the metabolic machinery is called the cell body. The terms soma and perikaryon refer to the cell body. The terms soma and perikaryon refer to the cell body. The site of communication between neurons is called the synapse. The site of communication between neurons is called a synapse. The principal region of the neuron for receiving information is the dendrite. The principal region of a neuron for receiving information is the dendrite. Information is carried away from the neuron cell body by the axon. Information is carried away from the neuron cell body by the axon. A resting membrane potential based on high internal potassium concentration, high external sodium concentration, and differential permeability to these ions occurs all of the above, along axon membranes, along dendrite membranes, along neuron cell body membranes, and at postsynaptic membranes. A resting membrane potential based on high internal potassium concentration and high external sodium concentration and differential permeability to these ions occurs all of the above. The element of a synapse which contains neurotransmitter prior to release is called the synaptic vesicle. The element of a synapse which contains neurotransmitter prior to release is called the synaptic vesicle. The element of a synapse which contains neurotransmitter receptors are called the postsynaptic membrane. The element of a synapse which contains neurotransmitter receptors is called the postsynaptic membrane. The element of a synapse which contains binding sites for synaptic vesicles is called the presynaptic membrane. The element of a synapse which contains binding sites for synaptic vesicles is called the presynaptic membrane. The element of a synapse across which neurotransmitter diffuses during synaptic transmission is called the synaptic cleft. The element of a synapse across which neurotransmitters diffuse during synaptic transmission is called the synaptic cleft. The distance which neurotransmitters must diffuse to cross a synaptic cleft is approximately 30 nanometers. The distance which neurotransmitters must diffuse to cross a synaptic cleft is called 30 nanometers. Synaptic vesicles are most commonly located within presynaptic axon terminals. Synaptic vesicles are most commonly located within presynaptic axon terminals. The normal site for initiation of a neuronal action potential is the axon hillock. The normal site for initiation of a neuronal action potential is the axon hillock. The common term nerve fibers refers to axons. The common term nerve fibers refers to axons. Movement of materials between nerve cell bodies and distant axon sites is called axoplasmic transport. Movement of materials between nerve cell bodies and distant axon sites is called axoplasmic transport. Structures extending the length of the axon which provide the substrate for axoplasmic transport are the microtubules. Structures extending the length of the axon, which provide the substrate for axoplasmic transport, are the microtubules. Nissl bodies consist of rough endoplasmic reticulum and ribosomes. Nissl bodies consist of rough endoplasmic reticulum and ribosomes. Within a typical neuron, mitochondria may occur within all of the above: somata, axons, dendrites, and axon terminals. Within a typical neuron, mitochondria may occur within all of the above. A bundle of axons in the peripheral nervous system is called a nerve. A bundle of axons in the peripheral nervous system is called a nerve. A bundle of axons in the central nervous system is called a tract or commissure. A bundle of axons in the central nervous system is called a tract or commissure. Peripheral axons are ensheathed by a type of cell called Schwann cells. Peripheral axons are ensheathed by a cell type called Schwann cells. Schwann cell membrane wrapped many times around an individual axon is called myelin. Schwann cell membrane wrapped many times around an individual axon is called myelin. The presence of myelin decreases the electrical capacitance of the axon membrane. I don't know that word. The presence of myelin decreases the electrical something of the axon membrane. It's spelled C-A-P-A-C-I-T-A-N-C-E. Maybe it's a typo? The gap between two adjacent myelin segments along an axon is called the node of Ranvier. The gap between two adjacent myelin segments along an axon is called the node of Ranvier. Which of the following ranges encompasses the length of a typical myelin segment, internode, between two nodes of Ranvier? 0.2 to 2 nanometers. It's a typo in there. Which of the following ranges encompasses the length of a typical myelin segment internode between two nodes of Ranvier? 0.2 to 2. It says millimeters. Nanometers is another option that's not right. So which of the following ranges encompasses the length of a typical myelin segment between two nodes of Ranvier? 0.2 to 2 millimeters is what it says. Which of the following ranges encompasses the diameter of most myelinated axons? 1 to 20 nanometers. Which of the following ranges encompasses the diameter of most myelinated axons? 1 to 20 nanometers. Peripheral axons, which are enveloped by Schwann cell cytoplasm but are not wrapped by several layers of membrane, are called unmyelinated nerve fibers. Peripheral axons which are enveloped by Schwann cell cytoplasm but are not wrapped by several layers of membrane are called unmyelinated nerve fibers. A group of nerve cell bodies located outside the central nervous system is called a ganglion. A group of nerve cell bodies located outside the central nervous system is called a ganglion. Small cells closely associated with neurons in peripheral ganglia may be called satellite cells. Small cells closely associated with neurons in peripheral ganglia may be called satellite cells. Cell bodies of the peripheral receptor neurons associated with spinal sensory nerve roots are located in the dorsal root ganglia. Cell bodies of the peripheral receptor neurons associated with spinal sensory nerve roots are located in the dorsal root ganglia. Cell bodies of motor neurons associated with spinal motor nerve roots may be located in spinal gray matter. Cell bodies of motor neurons associated with spinal motor nerve roots may be located in spinal gray matter. Dorsal root ganglia contain cell bodies of peripheral skin and muscle receptor neurons. Dorsal root ganglia contain cell bodies of peripheral skin and muscle cell neurons, which would be sensory in that case. White matter appears white because of the presence of many myelinated axons. White matter appears white because the presence of many myelinated axons. Fresh living gray matter is colored pink. Fresh living gray matter is colored pink. In sectioned and stained specimens of nervous tissue, what could the color of white matter be? It depends on the stain. Read the slide label or figure legend. In sectioned and stained specimens of nervous tissue, what could the color of white matter be? It depends on the stain. Read the slide label or figure legend.